if it's locally owned.
It's Copper Row.
Organically grown.
It's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm.
It's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm.
It's Copper Row.
It's time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. As always, support for this segment comes from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Be sure to check out their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Friday, so we are talking Carrboro. Mayor Lydia Lavelle out this week, and tagging in for her is the town clerk for Carrboro, Kathy Durando. Kathy joins me on the phone, and happy Friday. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Happy Friday. Thanks for having me, Brighton.
Absolutely. There is quite a few things for us to dive into, but I figured the place to start is the town council meeting from earlier this week. It was a few days ago at this point, but it seems like there were some pretty important agenda items that town council members discussed, and being town clerk, you're pretty aware of them. Let's start with the affordable housing report, because this seems like it was a really comprehensive report shared with the town council about the state of housing in Carrboro. So, you know, obviously we don't have time to get into it all that much, Kathy, but what were some of the main takeaways for you and that the town staff had for town council on Tuesday about this affordable housing report?
I mean, water report, and it was the yearly report on the affordable housing initiatives that have been going on. And I mean, if you want a snapshot of kind of the behind-the-scenes work that's been going on during COVID, this is a great place to look. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, they have served over 1,743 households with food. There have been 8 food distributions. They've provided emergency housing assistance, and that's been one of the truest forms of governmental collaboration and action. It was administered by Orange County. 572 households received assistance, and that's almost 2 million provided to Carrboro residents to keep them housed.
That is pretty is pretty remarkable.
I mean, it's staggering when you look at it. It's, you know, it was talked about, and about the presentation was probably no more than 10 minutes, but the wealth of information that, you know, the impact that it's had has been really quite astonishing if you take a look at it.
Absolutely.
Affordable home ownership.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about affordable housing, met 91% of the 2024 home ownership goal. That's 75 to 85 permanently affordable homes. 4 new units are on Cobb Street. Those are being developed by Habitat for Humanity with a grant of $100,000 from the town. You should stop by and see it. It's a beautiful site. And the town provided $8,500 to repair and preserve 5 homes that are owned by low-income residents. So it's just things you don't really think about, you know, local government, but this is really boots on the ground when you look at it. In regards to rental affordable housing, met 81% of the 2024 rental goal. That's 379 of 470 permanently affordable rental units. There's 7 new units being renovated on Hillsborough Street. That will be permanent supportive housing. And the town provided $40,000 for needed repair there. There's $26,000 that's been provided to Empowerment, and that will be to repair 12 rental units in Hillmont and Collins Crossing.
It is definitely a comprehensive look. And one of the things that jumped out to me just looking over the agenda, and you know, obviously affordable housing, one of the top issues everybody always talks about, but it's incredibly important in Orange County too, where we have seen property taxes go up very, very high recently, depending on where it is that you live. And it's tough to find kind of that low income to even middle income housing. So I'm curious, Kathy, from the discussion and from the report given on Tuesday, all of this great work has been done over the last year. What are some next steps that the town government is trying to circle for this upcoming year?
Well, I think continued, you know, you have to look out, right? And being that we as government, we can't control the, you know, the capital market of real estate. So what are some partnerships that we can continue to work on? How do we grow those partnerships to where we can provide permanent affordable housing? Talking about the tax increases, well, some, you know, that does hurt some affordable housing, but think about it bigger picture. That's more tax dollars to work to increase those partnerships and provide more affordable housing overall. Those are just that's long-term looking out and continuing to support those affordable housing partners and nonprofits that actually are in the we provide housing, the housing business. So as a town, we can help with the money, we can help with some staff, but we have to be there to support those nonprofits that are actually buying the land, building the homes, those types of development agreements and partnerships, just to continue those and keep the ones that we have strong.
We're speaking with Catherine Durando, who's the town clerk for the town of Carrboro. And we're talking about some highlights from the Carrboro Town Council meeting this last Tuesday. Something else that the town council members discussed, Kathy, an update on various transportation projects happening around town. Probably something worth noting for drivers if you've gone by the North Estes, the Estes extension and the North Greensboro Street roundabout. That is pretty much done with the exception of some beautification elements to it. So a longstanding project now complete on that front. But another sort of different type of transportation project that I imagine would pique curiosity for several listeners was talk of a bike share program between Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and UNC. I imagine this is kind of early stages. What can you share with us about that agenda item and project?
Yeah, so this is a collaborative RFP process that we're in. So we're building the RFP, so that's a request for proposals to select the bike share service provider. So we're working with the university and town of Chapel Hill to kind of, you know, detail what the RFP proposal will look like, and then we'll send that out. But we want to make sure that we're including all of the things up front. So the conversation on Tuesday night was kind of a check-in with town council, to make sure that, is staff hearing everything well, and are we covering everything that you want to be included in this proposal?
Sure thing.
It started way back in, it really started back in 2009. There was a bike share, there was a bike plan that started then, and the bike share system kind of had an interest then. And then in 2015, some regional planning went into it. In 2018, the staff from UNC, Carrboro and Chapel Hill started to meet with some UNC students and talk about some potential programs. So it's really been an idea for a long time, and to get it to this point, I think is a big success.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that, and no surprise that that's something community members have been interested in for a long time. From the town government perspective, what's the benefit of having a bike share program between those three groups?
Well, so transportation, we're so interlinked. So many grad students or students live in Carrboro and Chapel Hill rather than living on campus, just like the transit system. It's all a shared regional approach to transit. So I think as much as you can be linked in and provide, you're serving the same population and, the same constituents. They live maybe on those, invisible jurisdictional lines, but that don't make sense to them. It doesn't matter that they live in Carrboro when they're just traveling, maybe 8 miles all around, and they're covering Carrboro to UNC to Chapel Hill. So as much as you can be on the same page to help the consumer and the user, I think the better.
That makes a whole lot of sense. We're speaking with Catherine Durando, the town clerk for the town of Carrboro, townofcarrboro.org, the website to go to if you want to check out materials for the agenda items we were just talking about, but all the other things that were discussed at the Tuesday meeting of the Carrboro Town Council. And we've got another one coming up next Tuesday, too, that an agenda is probably going to be out for before too long. Some of the top news just around the region this past week, Kathy, is the start of early voting in Orange County. And some people, obviously, we know, very, very plugged in community. Municipal elections see less attention and less participation than others, but still some folks who are probably already ready and making some plans to get out to early voting. But we have the Carrboro location is not opening up until Monday, and
we've talked
and we've talked a little bit with Lydia Lavelle about this in the past, but it's at a new location for Carrboro folks to vote in this year too, right? Can you share a little bit about the Bim Street location and building?
I will. So what I'll first say is if you're driving, walking, if you're getting to the site, don't think about it being new. So you're going to go to the exact same parking lot, exact same area. The Bim Street building, which is located directly behind Town Hall, is where voting will actually take place. So once you get there, there will be signage and probably or hopefully, you know, a line. We want to see as many people out as in a presidential election. But if there's not a line, there will definitely be people and election workers to help you make your way to the Bim Street location. So head over to Town Hall just like always, but it will be behind Town Hall where you'll actually be casting your vote.
Definitely good to know. And the story of how that building ended up as the spot in town government hands is pretty interesting, too. Is there anything else that Carrboro voters or anybody else voting in the early voting period, should know about popping over to the Carrboro locations during this time, Kathy?
Yeah, let me just say Monday through Friday, it's going to run 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday will be 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's on Saturday, October 23rd, so the first Saturday that it's open. On Sunday, there will also be voting available. That'll be 12 p.m. noon until 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 24th. And then Monday through Friday, that begins October 25th, that'll be 8 to 6 p.m. And then the last Saturday to cast your early vote will be October 30th, and that will run 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So head on over to the farmer's market and get your early voting in. And this includes ballots for Town of Carrboro, Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, and the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board.
That's absolutely right. Again, if you want to check out those early voting times, townofcarrboro.org, a good website to go to. We've also got our local election coverage page on chapelboro.com that has that shared, not just for the Carrboro locations, but all of Orange County. We've got a couple more minutes to finish up the conversation as we talk with Kathy Durando of the Town of Carrboro. So, Kathy, is there anything else happening around the town and the community you want to take a moment to flag for people, put on their radar for the next few days?
I was just saying we have the Poetry Festival coming up, and Brighton, you might have the dates in front of you. Unfortunately, I don't. I'm over on my phone, but I know that's a big event that we have coming up. And before we get off track, I just want to talk about the transportation. You mentioned the Estes Greensboro roundabout. I just wanted to, you know, put a PSA out there that roundabout has an exit for Estes, and then it stays on Greensboro. We've had some incidents of vehicles trying to get onto the bike lane, the Francis Shetley bike lane. So please just be careful when you're navigating that roundabout and try to stay on either Estes or Greensboro, and note that bike lane is reserved for bicycle traffic only.
That is definitely important to keep in mind. I'm sure people still just kind of getting used to it. And you know, as things go, those traffic patterns kind of wear in over time. But if you haven't driven by there in a while and try to do that, certainly not the way to go. Well, again, if you want to check out anything that we've been chatting about today and much more happening with the Carrboro government, townofcarrboro.org is their website. Catherine Durando, thanks so much for taking the time to fill in, and we'll be talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Brighton. Enjoy this beautiful weather.